I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 922. Silence is not always golden. Now, I'm big on silence. I love it. I crave it. And I've been told in the past that I may need more of it. It's important to be silent at times. Even Honest Abe said, better to remain silent and be thought of a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt. Or how about this quote? He who does not know how to be silent will not know how to speak. Yep, I like that one too. I can go with that. But what about these? One guy said, I have often regretted my speech, never my silence. I don't think that's true. And here's a classic. Thomas Carlyle wrote, speech is silver, silence is golden. The question today is silence always golden? I don't think so. This podcast is T2G, The Two Greatest. It's about loving God with everything we have and loving others. And that means sometimes using our mouth to speak love. Here's a quote from St. Francis, or at least it's attributed to him. Preach at all times, use words if necessary. Well, the truth is, often words are necessary. Now, not if your life contradicts your words. So if your life contradicts your words will just be wasted. But just living a life and then hoping people know that it's all about Jesus without using your words, well, that's just not Christianity. I've had parents tell their children, okay now, use your words. You know, I think the Lord would say that to his children today as well. In fact, Proverbs 15:11 tells us, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. That means it's appropriate at times to actually use our words. Yes, the Bible has a ton to say about rash words, judgmental words, careless words, angry words, and so on, but it also tells us to use our words. Our words have great influence in the lives of those around us, and spoken words of goodness and truth, well, they can bring hope and encouragement and direction to our families, friends, and others. Listen to the encouragement God gives us to actually speak. Our words have potential to do good or to do harm. So verses like this, Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat its fruit. Or Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 12:25, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word makes it glad. As you hear those verses, ask yourself these great questions today. Do my words bring life to those I'm speaking to? Are my words pleasant and sweet? When have my words brought healing to others instead of harm? Let's pray this prayer adapted from heartlight.org. Father, take control of what I say. Help me to think before I speak. Help me to pause before I speak. Help me to consider my audience before I speak. Some things are inappropriate for some to hear. Some things are inappropriate for all to hear. Some things do not need to leave my mouth. Father, help me make sure the words I speak are worth hearing. And if they're not, let me be silent. Father, sometimes there are words of encouragement that need to pass through my lips. Let them through. Sometimes there are words of hope that need to be spoken. Let me speak them. Sometimes there are words of exhortation that need to be shared. Please don't let me remain silent during those moments. Father, there are times when someone needs to hear that I love them. Let me say those words. There are times when someone needs to hear that I appreciate them. Let me say those words. There are times when someone needs to hear something hopeful. Let me say those words. Father, there are times when I'm afraid to speak. Please remove the fear that prevents me from speaking when someone needs to hear of your love for them. Help me never to miss an opportunity to speak for you. In Jesus, the word, I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 923. And in the meantime, T2G is often about intentionality. Words have power, and that power can build up or tear down, and it's in our control. And the hard part is, once we've uttered those words, they can't be taken back no matter what we say or how hard we try. Words will be remembered. Words make a difference. And the good news is, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Paul said, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Sometimes we may need to be silent. Yes, indeedy, amen and amen. But sometimes, often, we need to speak. Speak truth in love. Speak words of grace. Today, someone is needing to hear God's words of love through your mouth. Speak them, because silence is not always golden.